Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Re'eh, the Shabbos that we bench, the Chodesh of Elul, Shabbos Levarchem of Elul. Today's a day where even people who don't generally keep Yom Kippur Katan, and the Elul Yeshivas, many do, whether you keep Yom Kippur Katan or not, but the feeling, the sense of Elul coming upon us is something that it's really time to start, at least, to begin to feel. Today, I'd like to talk about one parasha in Parashas Re'eh, and that's the parasha of Kol HaBechor. Parasha of Bechor, as you know, a Bechor, Behema, Tahira, is a carbon. Is a carbon Hashem, a Bechor Nachal HaKayinim, V'maisa L'chaladam. Even today, if a Yid owns a Bechor, Shalai B'Shutzvus, he owns it himself. That is, not if he owns a Bechor, but if he owns a mother, a cow, that or a sheep that has not yet given birth, and it gives birth to a firstborn, that Bechor has Kedusha, even Bizman Einu, even Bizman Hazeh. This summer, I've learned parts of Masechtas Bechoris. That was my summer Masechta, continues to be my summer Masechta for this summer. And I'd like to talk to you a little about the Perek Kol HaMumin, actually two Perekim that deal with the different Mumin that make a Bechor not be Kaddish. Whereas any other carbon that has a Mum has a Halacha that you redeem it, use the money for a carbon. Not so with a Bechor. A Bechor that gets a Mum is a gift to a Kayin, it's eaten as chol and given as a gift to a Kayin. That's the halacha here. There are two parakim on Dinei Mumin in the Chayreis, and in the Rambam, there are two parakim on the halachis of Mumin as well. One parak deals with those Mumin that apply both to a behema, really to any carbon, even though it's still about a Bechor, and also to a human being. As you know, a Kayin who has a mum is not allowed to do avoda. So actually, the Rambam counts out 50 mumin that apply from Perek Kol HaMumin that apply to a Bechor and an Adam. In other words, the first 50 apply whether a human being has this mum and he's a Kayin, he's pasul avoda, or if a animal has it. In the case of Bechor, and it becomes cholin. The next parak, and in parak Ches in the Rambam, he counts out those Bechorim that are by Odom alone, and he says, Sach HaKol, they are 90. So there are 50 Mumin that are B'Shneihem, that are true Mumin, whether they're by an animal or by a person, and 90 Mumin, additionally, that are by a person as well. From where do we know the rules of Mumin? Which ones to count? So the Gemara Darshan's right in the beginning of and Aflam and Zayin, the beginning of the sugi of Kol HaMumin, Kiyia by Mum Klau, Pisecha Iva Prat, Kol Mum Ra Klau, Klau to Prat or Klau. Any Mum that's similar to Pisecha Iva, that it's a Mum Shebegoli, that means it's a Mum that's visible on the person, and it's Ein Chayzer, it doesn't heal, so that Mum has a din of a Mum. That's what the Gemara says there. In learning this, I had the following clear. The shaila is this. Are the 140 mumin that the Rambam counts, which are really all the mumin that you'll count if you learn the Sefer Bechoris, these two parakim, take a mishnayis, some of them are in the Gemara, but take a mishnayis and learn these mumin. So these are a list of mumin that we have at Kabbalah. Is this an exhaustive list? In other words, do we say, okay, that's it. These are all the mumin. Well, no, these are common examples of mumin. Really, a mum is anything that's a mum shebegoli, anything that's an open mum that's ein chayzer, that has a din of a mum. And they're just giving the most common examples, and maybe it's not meant to be an exhaustive list. This is a shiloh, which is not so clear. I mean, the very fact that the Rambam counts, not only counts them, but gives not only lists them, rather, but gives a number that there are 50, and then there are 90 more, the fact that he gives a total seems to indicate that it's an exhaustive list, an exclusive list, that only these things are mumin. There'd be a raya to this side from the Mishnah Daf Mem. The Mishnah Daf Mem brings that one Tana added three additional mumin, and the Chachamim told him, Loi Shamanu, we never heard of it. They didn't say, in Sfarah, it's not a mum. They said, Loi Shamanu, it sounds like you need to know the Kabbalah that it's a mum, and therefore, according to this Tzad, it's a total list. This seems to be the opinion of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish is a kasha. And Chazon Ish is in Hilchos Bechairis, Simchas Hayos Tes. The Gemara says about Rav. Rav said, Yud Ches Chadoshim Gidalti Eitzel Roya Behema. Later, Eze Mum Kavua. I spent 18 months living on a farm, living among shepherds, to know which mumim are mumim that stay and which ones are mumim that heal. Frech Bechazon Ish. Why does he have to spend 18 months? Why does he have to spend 18 months? The mumin are listed. They're sefurim u'menuyim. Anybody can learn it. You don't need to be. Maybe you need to be at a farm and see what it looks like. But what's here to learn? It says already a list of which things are mumin that stick. So the Chazon Ish holds that it's an exhaustive list. He answers, he says it's heretic. But he holds it's an exhaustive list. Another is an exclusive list. It's a total list. It's only these things that are considered to be mumin. It's not certain that it's that way, because, well, the Brisker Rav in Bechairis clears the shaila. He's an incredible Radvaz. The Radvaz in Perek Beis Halacha Yadal asks, Shaul HaMelech was Meshichbay Ulamayla Gavayim Yikalam. He was extremely tall. A melech is not allowed to be a bal mum. Being too tall, the Rambam counts as a mum. So, what's going on? How could Shaul be a bal mum? And the Radvazi answers that Shaul had a long neck. Meshichmai ulamaylo gavaya. From shoulder and above, he was higher. I don't know how that's mashma, a long neck. It sounds like his shoulder was already up to people's heads. But that's not the point. The Radvaz answers, he says, Zayyayfi hu v'loimum. Even though it's takatol, but it comes across beautifully when a person has a long neck. I guess it's in the eyes of the beholder, but that's what he says. And therefore, the Radvaz says that it's not a mum. Sounds like the Radvaz holds it's not an exhaustive list. It's something that lends itself to interpretation in every single generation. So, what I've told you is about the mumin of a bechor and a kler, whether it's an exhaustive list or not. I'd like to make it a touch more interesting. In the biography of Ramesha, they relate, in his later years, when Ramesha needed to have a pacemaker put in, he asked the doctor to describe the process. He wanted to know, if when Mashiach comes, which he held would be B'yamah, he hoped certainly would be B'yamah, whether he would now be possible to be on the Sanhedrin. So Rav Moshe asked what exactly is the process, and that's what was described to him exactly what the procedure is, and he was satisfied that it doesn't make him a Balmum. I don't get it. Now, we can't pass him from stories. But I remember when Moshe had the pacemaker put in, and the story, Taka, it was a Koladoi Pasik. It was somebody that got around. If you hold 150 mumin are an exclusive, an exhaustive list, nothing else is a mum, there is no mum related to the heart. There is no such thing. There's nothing in the list. So how could it be, in any which way, that Moshe cleared such a shiloh? It would seem that Ramesha held that it's not an exhaustive list, that other things apply as well. One of the mumin is a shavur regel, a broken leg. The Gemara asks, a broken leg is not a mum hanikar. It's not something you could see. You look at the animal, if it's so broken, you could see. But if inside the animal, there's a fracture, you can't see it. And we said, klal uprato klal, it has to be mum shebegali. Gemara answers, if when the animal works, when it walks, when it schleps, you can see it starting to limp, that's called the mum shebegali. Something which limits the behavior of the person as a regular person, that would be considered a mum shebegali. And maybe that was the metzius in those years when a pacemaker was put in, it was different than today. It was a wire that was put in with something outside the guf. So it could be outside the guf was megali, or it could be since people didn't walk normally after, whatever the reason may be, it could be that that's why Rav Moshe declared. So kapanim, this is the story that Rav Moshe declared. It sounds like other mumim count. Now, to bring it more lemaisa, what about a chazan? Could a chazan lechatchila be a bal mum? Mishnebura Simon Nun Gimel, Ois Yud Gimel, says a mumim paislim ela bekayinim alei b'shnei atzibur. Adarab alei nishbar v'nitka lekim loisiz. That adarab it's good. The devi breeze yesh machmirim b'zeh. There are yesh machmirim b'zeh. This is brought in the Magen Avraham. It's brought up Yizayah. Yesh machmirim. That's who you set up to be shatz l'chatchila. Anytime you have a roi person that's not a bamum, he should better be the shatz. The Chavos Yoreh says to be makbid on yamim leiram. So there are cases where this applies as well. I should mention one of the mumim is a hole through the nose, like for a nose ring. The Mishnah says if the hole is only in the section of the nose, which is in between the two nostrils, that's not a mum shebegali. But if the hole includes the outside of the nose, it's also a mum. Now here, there's one more important aspect of this all, and that's the following. The Ramah and Simon Koflamid of Evan Ezer brings that a Baal Mum should not be one who signs a get. Somebody's a Baal Mum should not be one who signs a get. The same thing by Chalitza. A Baal Mum shouldn't be on the bezin of Chalitza. This is important to me. I've been on the bezin of Chalitza and I've been an aid on a get. I didn't realize I have a Sheva Regel. I have a metal rod in my foot, but I have a Sheva Regel. There's a break in the bone. The bone, part of the bone was removed. I don't know if it's l'chatchila. Should I be or shouldn't I be? Sheva Regel is one of the mumim that passes by a human being, just like it passes by an animal. So I'm not sure what the din is. Now the Gemara says, how's it nicker? In the way a person walks. Now certainly if I didn't have a rod, it would be nicker in the way I walk. Lamaisa today, they put in a rod. And therefore, it's not so nicker. Maybe it is a little nicker, but not really nicker, I hope. The Shaila now is, what's going to be? Is that a soul, a mum? Because the mum itself is a mum and nicker. Or not? Interesting Shaila. Negea to me. Now, I'm a lady. A mum paisel b'lady, and lady is not possible with a mum. So, Shalom Yisrael, I hope to be able to do whatever I have to do as a lady. But it's interesting, Shaila in Dinei Mum. So, this week's Parsha is Dinei Mum. I've had the wonderful opportunity to be learning Masechtas Bechairos over the summer. I'm getting close to the end of the Masechtas, for Pam's Yard Site. I really wanted to finish with his Yard Site. Let's see. And it's a new Parsha. A new piece of Torah. Torah is so big, a new piece of Torah to throw yourself into, to learn at least the Mishnayos and the Halachas of Mumin. I wish someone could explain to me. I wish Rav David was alive. Yibad L'chaim, maybe Rav Reuven could explain to us. Maybe he'll tell us it never happened. But why Rav Moshe was concerned about, if he was concerned that having a pacemaker is a mum, how is a mum shebegali? All right, maybe someone else will be kind enough to find out and communicate the answer to us. And with that thought, our Kol Bechor, I want to wish everyone an absolutely wonderful Shabbos Kodesh.